So you pull up your LLC on the Secretary of State site, or a bank does it for you, and the status field says suspended. That's the listener today. Somebody who found out sideways.
Almost always sideways, yeah. The article's blunt about it. You didn't hear it from the Franchise Tax Board. You heard it from a bank refusing to open the business account, or an escrow officer flagging a closing, or somebody on the other side of a deal who typed your company name into the state's search.
Why not from the FTB?
They do mail a warning. A notice of pending suspension goes to the LLC's last address on record. And that's the whole problem right there. Last address on record. If you moved, if there was a divorce and the business went one way and the mail went the other, that notice landed somewhere you'll never see it.
Okay, so what causes it in the first place?
Two things, and only two. Either the LLC stopped filing its California returns, that's Form 568, the limited liability company return of income, or it stopped paying what it owed. Usually the $800 annual tax.
Form 568. And the $800 is due even if the business made nothing?
Every year. Zero income, zero activity, doesn't matter. $800. There's a second charge too, the gross receipts LLC fee. But that only starts once California receipts hit $250,000. Starts at $900 from there. Most people we're talking about aren't in that zone.
And the legal effect of suspension is... Wait, before that. There are two different suspensions, right? I saw something about SOS.
Good, yes. And this is the first thing to nail down because the fix is different. The status label tells you. Suspended, FTB, means unfiled 568s or an unpaid balance. Suspended, SOS, means you didn't file your statement of information, that's Form LLC 12, with the Secretary of State. And you can be suspended FTB/SOS, both at once. Common after a few years of nobody looking at it.
So say it's both. I cure the FTB side and I'm still...
Still suspended. You have to cure both sides before the status flips. Reviving one while the other stays delinquent gets you nowhere. The SOS side is honestly the easier one. File a current statement of information, $20 filing fee plus a $250 penalty. And here's a wrinkle. The FTB bills and collects that $250 even though it's a Secretary of State problem.
$20 and $250. Got it. Now the legal effect.
The entity loses its right to do business in California. Under Revenue and Taxation Code Section 23301, the powers, rights, and privileges are suspended. In practice, that means four or five things that really bite. Any contract the LLC signs while suspended is voidable by the other party, not by you.
Meaning a customer who owes me money can just point at my status?
Raise it as a defense, yes. Second, the LLC can't sue or defend in California courts. If you get sued while suspended, you can't answer. And a default judgment is a real possibility. Third, no escrow, no refinance, no certificate of good standing. Banks, lenders, title companies, licensing boards, all check. Fourth, your name isn't protected anymore. Another filer can take it. And if that happens, when you do revive, you're picking a new name.
Okay, that one I hadn't thought about.
And then the trap. A suspended LLC cannot file a cancellation with the Secretary of State.
Say that again more simply.
You can't close it. If you're done with the business and you just want out, you cannot shut it down while it's suspended. Which means the $800 keeps stacking every single year until you revive it first and then close it properly. Walking away doesn't cap the bill. That's the most expensive misconception in the whole article.
So suspension freezes my rights, but not the debt.
Not the debt, and not their collection tools. Penalties and interest keep running. Refund intercepts, liens, levies, all still operating. And if you keep running the business after a written demand, a $2,000 per year penalty can be added on top.
$2,000 per year. Per tax year.
Per tax year.
And on the timeline question, under RNTC Section 19255, California has a 20-year collection statute, twice the IRS's runway. Waiting it out isn't a plan.
All right, the way back. What's the actual path?
Every path runs through the same gate. All missing returns filed, the balance paid or arranged. And then, form FTB 3557, the application for certificate of reviver.
FTB 3557. And what does that cost?
The application is free, zero filing fee. The cost is entirely the cure, the $800 per unpaid year, the late filing penalty on each unfiled 568, late payment penalties, interest, and the SOS fees if that side's in play.
And if I can't write one check for all of it?
Then you file the returns first and ask the FTB about a payment arrangement. Here's the honest part. The FTB decides case by case whether an arrangement supports the reviver. That's their call, not yours. What you control is getting every return in and getting the request in front of them cleanly.
What about when something's actually pending? Escrow closing next month, that kind of thing.
Ask for a walkthrough reviver.
Same cure list. You don't get to skip anything, but it's processed on an expedited basis. You call the FTB and explain the urgency. Standard processing can take several weeks once the account's cured.
Okay, and there's a personal side to this. The article gets into pass-through.
Right, and this matters for anyone with a single-member LLC. The profits pass through to your personal return. So income tax on those profits is your liability, regardless of what the entity's status is. The $800 annual tax and the LLC fee are generally the entity's. Two accounts, two problems.
Does the personal balance block the reviver?
No, and that's genuinely useful to know. The reviver only requires the entity side cured, but the same agency is collecting both, so the personal balance still needs its own plan. And if a divorce decree says your ex is responsible for jointly filed years, the FTB isn't bound by that decree. There's an innocent spouse relief application that may reassign part of it depending on the facts, but that's a separate application. Nothing automatic about it.
When is this a do-it-yourself job?
Genuinely, often. One or two returns behind, a balance of a few thousand you can pay, nothing urgent pending. File the 568s, pay online, submit the 3557. An SOS-only suspension is simpler still. Where it gets hard is multiple unfiled years on both the entity and the personal side, a pending escrow or lawsuit, divorce, tangled records, and sequencing. Filing returns in the wrong order or paying the wrong account first can push the reviver back by months.
So, next 24 hours, what do you actually do?
Look up the real status on the Secretary of State's business search and write down exactly what the field says. FTB, SOS, or both. Then dig out any FTB notice for the balance and the years. Pull your last filed form 568, whatever income records exist for the missing years, the divorce decree if the business changed hands.
And if you want someone to map it with you, that's 888-825-7779 or the 2-minute form at claritytaxrelief.com. Enrolled agents, free review, no pressure. Send the notice or just the status page.
And the one thing that's true no matter which path you take, every year it stays suspended adds another $800 plus penalties. Curing it today is the cheapest version of this you're going to get.